Here's 15 free tools you need to try out right now from Microsoft. Part 2.
Microsoft Power Toys, File Explorer add-ons. So, whereas before you couldn't actually view SVG files in File Explorer, now you can. The SVGs are now loading in Windows, and now we can actually preview PDFs. So, we'll click that, and as you can see, we can actually browse through this PDF. I'm just scrolling directly over the preview window. This one is image resizer. So for this tutorial, I'm going to use this image right here, Ghost. Let's right click the image, and now we can resize with image resizer. Choose between these different presets. We've got small, medium, large, phone. You can also remove metadata. Let's go ahead and resize. And now we've got Ghost, small. Keyboard manager is really cool, so you can actually create your own shortcut and save yourself a bunch of time. So let's go ahead and remap a key. Click Add Key Remapping. Select a key on the selected keyboard. So I'm going to go with Scroll Lock. Let's do a shortcut. Let's press plus. So let's go and type something into the calculator. Done. Mouse Utilities offers a few options to improve your mouse user experience. So say in this example here, if you've got like a multi-screen setup or maybe it's really high resolution, you just can't find your mouse. Press Control twice. And it will highlight your mouse. Windows, Shift and H. Now, it will just leave a little spot every time we click the left button. Mouse without borders. So if you've got two different computers and you want to share the mouse between them, now you can.
So this is my desktop's mouse. And if I drag it over, it should appear on the laptop screen. And just like that, look at that. It's actually quite good, to be fair.
Screen ruler. Okay, this is a nice and simple one. So Windows, Control, Shift, M. And let's go ahead and measure the Power Toys window. Highlight this window. 1086 by 694. You can also measure in inches, centimeters, and millimeters. Text extractor. So let's go ahead and go to Google Chrome. Let's go to Wikipedia. Okay, so we've got our menu here to extract the text from. So let's go to Windows, Shift, T. Highlight what we want to select, launch any kind of software, just use Notepad, and go ahead and paste it. And there we go. It's extracted the text from the menu. Finally, let's go ahead and try out ZoomIt. ZoomIt is a screen zoom annotation and recording tool. So this would be pretty cool if you're using Microsoft Teams or maybe for like a YouTube tutorial. So we've got a photo of a tree and we want to zoom in a bit closer. Let's do Control 1. And now we've zoomed in to the desktop. So to do annotations, we do Control and 2. So we can write something really cool like at. It'd be great if my handwriting was better, but there we go. So you can now write on the screen.